Now to Arizona and the case of the missing Bibles. A Democratic state lawmaker was caught on hidden camera hiding Bibles left in the House members' lounge. She later explained her actions as a peaceful protest against the weaponization of religion in politics and a playful protest for the separation of church and state. She is a Presbyterian minister, but as Ben Giles from member station KJZZ reports, not all of her colleagues are laughing.
The footage may be grainy, but Representative Stephanie Stahl Hamilton's actions are clear. Amid a small gathering inside the Arizona House members' lounge, she wasn't exactly subtle. She swipes a Bible from an end table and places it under a nearby couch cushion. Another was found in a refrigerator. A prank Stahl Hamilton had been pulling for weeks had finally been captured on camera by House GOP leaders. She's since acknowledged and apologized for her actions. Nevertheless, she's now facing a formal ethics investigation.
I hold scripture very dear to my heart. It is what guides me. It is what shapes and informs the decisions I make.
In a speech delivered on the House floor, her intent, she said, was never to desecrate or offend. Concerns about the separation of church and state would have been better started as a conversation, not a prank like this.
I recognize that my actions could have been seen as something less than playful and offensive. And for those of you who I have deeply offended, I apologize. That was never the intent.
Three first-term Republican representatives weren't impressed by her apology. They've since filed a formal ethics complaint, accusing Stahl Hamilton of theft, disorderly conduct, and creating a hostile work environment. The complaint could amount to nothing, or it could end in a House vote for punishment. As little as a censure, at most, expulsion. Some see the investigation as possible retribution for a separate ethics complaint filed this year by Stahl Hamilton herself that led to a GOP member's expulsion. Republican Representative Joseph Chaplick, the chairman of the Ethics Committee, said the matter warrants investigation.
Something of this magnitude that's made national news, I think it's only wise to allow the person that has the claim held against them to come and speak about it. Due process. Let them talk and understand what happened, and let's figure out if this is a valid or invalid claim against them.
Of course, the story only made national news after Republican leaders in the House released some of the footage from their sting operation to a local TV station.
I don't necessarily agree with putting a Bible in the refrigerator.
Reverend Katie Sexton Wood heads the Arizona Faith Network, an interfaith organization in Phoenix, and is a pastor in the Christian Church Disciples of Christ. She doesn't condone Stahl Hamilton's actions, but thinks the point the representative was trying to make at this moment in American politics is important.
My faith is weaponized and my scripture is weaponized for one political agenda. But I'm really more in a space of grieving right now. And knowing that, it can get very frustrating when you feel like your voice is taken away from you.
Sexton Wood questions whether the Bible should be the only religious document available in the House members' lounge.
We still need to talk about why it was those actions were necessary. And that's going to require a conversation around whether that Bible should be in there or not to begin with.
It's a conversation made more difficult by Stahl Hamilton's actions and the pending ethics investigation. For NPR News, I'm Ben Giles in Phoenix.